The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. Hi, I'm Selena.
Hi, I'm Graham.
Hi, I'm also Jess.
Happy Thursday. And good morning to you. All right, we got Crazy Cash on standby. It's your chance to win $1,000. First, the first talkback of the day.
Happy Thursday, guys. It's Edgar without the haircut. First, Selena, I want to thank you for sharing your wart survival story. It's going to help a lot of people in the Bay Area. But Graham, this talkback is for you. Talking about Herbert Camp all week motivated me to start my own yearly camp with the boys. So I'm excited. You know, last night I grabbed my phone to start calling my friends. And then I realized there's one little problem. I don't have any friends. So thanks a lot, Graham.
Oh, no. First of all, that wart survival story wasn't about me. It was about my sister.
Sure,
Graham.
Sure.
Idea. Yeah. What about inviting him to Herbert Camp?
Oh,
with you.
You know, maybe we hold a contest next summer and, you know, the listeners can battle it out and see which one of them gets a spot to come to Herbert Camp.
Yeah.
But then I thought about that and I'd be like a major buzzkill because, like, I don't need some random up there. Like, you never know how they're going to be able to hang. You know what I mean? We've vetted this group of friends and whittled it down over the years that I bring camping each summer because some people, you know, just can't hang. They can't drink all day. They fall out of their boat rafting. They're not good at games. You got to be good at cornhole and can jam and all these games. Otherwise, you're just a boat anchor out there and you're losing me money and I don't need
that. Also, I feel like they'd be taking like secret video of you and like what your boys really do in the woods and I feel like we can't have that out there.
Well, the video is fine. You just can't have the audio because some of the conversations, I can't have that getting out.
Okay.
Like some of the conversations around the old campfire, those are not acceptable.
Oh, I have a quick question because now that you bring up Herbert Camp again, I saw a picture that you posted, Graham, and you said one of the big, big rules was no sleeves.
Uh-huh.
There were some people in that picture that had
sleeves.
Now, see, everybody floods my DMs. See, we take one picture every year, and it's the morning that we are, that's the moment we are walking to the cars to leave. We take our group picture, and everybody's always in my DMs. I see sleeves in that picture. Like, pump the brakes. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, so it's still cold out. So some people, you know, haven't gone to their full daytime attire. Most of us, though, are still respecting the sleeve. The sleeveless rule, but that's like we are literally getting in the car 10 seconds later.
To leave.
There are no sleeves the entire weekend that we are there.
Okay.
That is a hard and fast rule.
Yes.
I had some I had some good new sleeveless tees this year, you guys. I should have posted some of those.
Oh, why didn't you? What did your shirt say?
I had one that was a big picture of a hot dog, and it said, "It's not 4th of July until my wiener comes out."
Oh.
I wore that on the 4th of July, you guys.
Of course you did.
It was great. Oh, it was
did you take pictures?
No.
So then it didn't really happen.
Yeah.
But I have the shirt. I had a lot. Oh, I had a couple other good ones. I can't remember what they said, but they were good.
We have a second talk back of the day.
Oh, the one is heavy show.
What it was, Selena. The other one was a picture The other one was a picture of a cornhole board because we play a lot of cornhole up there. And it said, "Your hole is my goal."
Oh, my God. Wow.
Sure
and
good.
I'm sure your friends loved those.
Of course they did.
We have a second talkback of the day.
Yep. Good morning, JV Show. Is that a truck driver here? I have some new ideas for Friday's Chug Wheels punishments. Graham has to either wear Crocs with socks or has to listen to Glorilla and Sexy Red during his commute. Selena has to eat either a cheeseburger or a chocolate chip cookie with milk. And Jess, all she has to do is cuss on the podcast.
It was a great punishment.
I don't know how they're related to the chug wheel or we should be chugging something, but those are good punishments that we should keep in our back pocket for something.
Right.
Selena, he said your punishment should be eating a cheeseburger. We know that you hate cheese on burgers, which is bizarre. The other thing he said would be eating a chocolate chip cookie with milk. Maybe, are you anti that?
Maybe because I hate milk.
Oh.
Don't do milk. Cannot do milk.
But what about with a chocolate chip cookie?
Even
you
with
wouldn't
a cookie,
even want to wash some of that
I won't
down?
Even dunk my Oreos in milk.
Oh, my psychopath.
You hate milk that much?
I don't like milk. Cannot do it.
Oh, milk is delicious.
I mean, I'm not just drinking it at any time of the day, but it's good with certain things.
I mean, it's the perfect combo with a lot of things.
I get it. I can't do it.
And I did used to drink it at any time of the day. That's how much I loved it.
I remember that.
Yeah, I dialed it back, though.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So Blake Lively's deposition was supposed to go down today. Remember that?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's just been pushed back.
Oh.
Has to do with some social media guy being dismissed from the lawsuit or something. So now both sides need to look over the changes, which could impact the deposition. So it's been pushed back to July 31st.
Oh. And then that one will probably get pushed back.
Probably.
And then the whole trial will get pushed back.
Yeah. Then it doesn't happen.
All right. Put your V's up, everybody.
V's up, V's up.
Yeah. Actually, maybe put them down because last night the Golden State Valkyries lost to the Storm in Seattle 67-58. This was unfortunately, the team's third straight loss, dropping them to a 10-12 record for the season. It's now the WNBA's All-Star break. It's All-Star weekend this weekend, so the team's next game won't be until next Friday at Chase Center. They're going to be hosting the Wings. I don't know where the Wings are from.
The Wings, that's a cute name, too.
Wow.
So I like the V's more, though.
Okay.
I like the V's.
Yeah. Get your V's up.
Some morning clouds will be visible. The weather continues in the mid-range. Not too many changes from yesterday. Highs will be in the low 70s to 80 degrees. Have you guys been liking the recent weather, or you want it to be hotter?
I need it a little warmer.
Just,
okay.
Yeah, just
a little.
Just a little bit.
Okay, well, not going to happen for the rest of the week.
Dang it.
Great. Hey, Capricorn besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Children are on your mind today. Uh-huh. Your own, someone else's, or those to come. Your energy is just right for getting into kids' minds. Should it come to that? So have fun.
What?
I just want to go on record and say, I don't write these. I just find them.
You and, do write the, them because you're our psychic on the show.
And am I
you're
the only one that finds that one? Just a,
it's a little odd.
Just a little on the creepy side.
Well, as a Capricorn.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think
our kids on your mind.
Are you trying to get it to some kids?
No.
Sicko.
But I would love another. You guys know that I would love another maternity vacation. No.
That's true.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You guys, yesterday, I don't know why I did this.
Did what?
I randomly looked up a girl that I went to high school with for a really short period of time because she ended up going to a different high school. Her name just like, she randomly popped into my head. I was like, wait. Not that I cared how she's doing. I really wanted to know more. What does she look like now? Because she was mean.
Oh, she really? Was mean.
She was your high school bully?
She didn't, like, bully me, but one time she...
Oh, no, sad music.
One time I heard... I don't need the sad music, but one time I heard that she had told other people that I was fat, and I was like... And she was telling this to my friends.
Oh, hell no.
So it's like, I just didn't like her. And she, I don't know, she was just kind of mean.
And all these years later, you're still thinking about her.
I don't know why. And I don't know why she randomly popped into my head. So I go on Instagram. I'm like, there's no way she even has the same name, like, all these years later. You know, maybe she's married. Who knows? But I typed in her name. And I found her on Instagram.
Nice little cyber stalking. Okay.
And I was so disappointed at what I saw.
What did you see?
What do you
mean?
My
God.
I was so disappointed because she is so pretty.
She's hot?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And that's not what you want to see when you're looking up somebody you don't like.
Right.
That was mean to you in high school.
And now she's just out here just thriving.
Literally just living her best life.
And
like going places
still...
and drinking wine. She has a cute dog. I'm like, oh my God, get out.
And she's
get
probably still thinking about that time that she totally dunked on you and like just is probably still sipping that wine and cackling about it to this day.
I hope she is.
What, and did it look like she had a man, a family, any other updates?
No, I didn't.
It's hot
I didn't
girl
see
summer
a man.
For her.
I think maybe she was in a relationship. She recently broke up.
Okay,
I didn't see
so
any
you
kids.
Got that
she's
on
a
her.
She's a dog mom.
Okay, so you got that on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she's somebody who didn't want that, though, and then she's like, actually happy.
Right. You know? She's living her, like,
that's,
truth.
That's what I'm saying.
So no, they all want that. They all want that. They all want that, Selena. Trust me, they all.
But you
want
know,
that.
But you know, it's not what you want to see. Like you're part of you is hoping that they're just like miserable and that they just got hideous. And,
yeah,
you know, they've turned into like a hunchback and they've never seen like sunlight in years or I don't know. But that's not what I wanted to see. And I know we shouldn't be like feeling like that. We should be you know, spreading love and you know being light for others. But
she wasn't light for you.
Not people that were mean in high school.
Right, and you're still waiting for your apology. Should we reach out to her? Should we call her?
No.
Why not?
Maybe follow her on Instagram.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then maybe she doesn't even remember you.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably not. You were so insignificant back then. You didn't even matter.
Yeah, but how did it look if she thinks that I remember her, which I do.
But would it feel good for you to get some closure if, like, we brought her on these airwaves and, and she was like, you know what? I shouldn't have called you fat all those years ago. And I do feel bad about it. And I'm sorry. Would that close the door for you? Then maybe you wouldn't sit around every single day dwelling on it?
I don't think it would give me closure because I would still not like her.
And what if she's not even sorry about it?
She's probably not. No. I still get, like, mean girl vibes from her.
Really?
Yeah, even just looking at her pretty face. Just mean girl vibes.
Okay.
Pretty mean girl vibes, but okay. Still, she's, like, really hot.
Are you going to show us the profile or not?
You have to show us now.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to be very careful not to like a picture.
Oh. Selena does that.
I know, I'm so scared.
I'm going to follow her and reach out to her. Yeah. Tell her about how you wronged my friend. You're going to pay for this.
Or we come up with a really big plan where we befriend her. And she thinks we're really good friends.
Oh, my God.
This is what catfish her.
I can't tell you guys
we
anything.
We betray her.
Never mind.
That's how we get payback.
I'll slide into her DMs as like some hot single dude that's looking for love. And I love single dog moms that like wine. And also I'm loaded and I'm a doctor. And then I'll catfish her and have her show up for like a dinner date and then I won't show up.
And you'll ghost her. Will show up
ghost her.
To a boxing match.
Yes. So it'll be like, who's fat now? Bam! And then knock her out.
No, it's still me. I'm still fatter. So
this could work. That wouldn't work. This plan could work.
Let's set it up.
I hate
you
guys.
I'll start working on it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks for hanging out with us. So I mentioned how yesterday I randomly thought of this girl from high school who I didn't like because I heard that she told somebody. She basically called me fat.
Yeah, she's your high school bully.
To somebody else. Right. Anyways, I looked her up and I was like, dang it, she's still pretty.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Thursday. Oh my gosh, Selena. I looked up my high school bully. I'm happy. My high school bully is butt-ass ugly. So sorry for her. You know, I'm not saying I'm gorgeous, but I don't look like her. Anyways, have a great day, guys. Bye.
This is so bad.
And that's what you were hoping, right?
Yes, and I feel bad for even hoping that because we should not be, like, finding joy in putting somebody else down. Like, we really shouldn't.
Except when they're mean.
But you can't help it sometimes. And I feel bad.
I mean, there's something to that, though. If it was somebody that bullied you, like, part of you can feel okay about the fact that they're not doing so well later. I mean, like, you know, they got a little bit of karma, a little bit of their own medicine. I told you guys I got punched in the nose in the fifth grade. And I don't necessarily call this guy my bully, but it was sort of an unprovoked nose punching, and I had a bloody nose, and I was like, that was the first time I ever got punched in the nose. Probably one of the only times I've ever gotten punched in the face, and I was like, that wasn't cool.
And he's ugly now?
No, he had like a bad accident later. Like years later.
And you were happy about that?
No, I wasn't at all. Oh. I felt terrible about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that was like, that's sort of an extreme thing. And then I think I told the story on the air a few years back. I was at a wedding. I was sitting next to the brother of a guy that bullied me in high school. And I told, and his brother's an awesome guy. And I was like, dude, and I don't think I had never said anything about it, but I was like, man, your brother made my first couple years of high school miserable. Like he was really awful to me, and his brother was like shocked to hear that.
Really?
So I felt kind of good giving that feedback, like, hey, you know what, your brother was a real a-hole to me, made my first couple years of high school awful. But also I feel like what I learned from talking to his brother was, and he was talking about his older brother, the one that bullied me, was like, you know, I think he was bullied a bunch when he was younger, and so he's probably taking it out on you.
They need someone to take it out on.
And there usually is, behind every bully is something that they're going through.
Right.
You know, it's less to do about you than something that they're going through.
Right, they're projecting.
Or whatever. They're projecting, yeah.
Definitely.
So, that's sad.
Keep that in mind, but it is a bummer that your high school bully, she's so pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, I looked at her picture, wow, she's a knockout. I'm just kidding. Didn't show it to me.
Are you guys going to be doing any traveling soon?
Yes.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Vegas this weekend.
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah, for the Backstreet Boys.
Are you being serious right now?
Dead serious. Dead ass. Dead ass.
You dead ass booked a trip to go to see the Backstreet Boys?
At
or
the
was it
Sphere.
Like, oh, I'm going to be in Vegas and then also?
No, it was for Backstreet Boys. And now it's like Vegas weekend.
Nerd alert.
Oh, she's standing on business.
No, come on. Seriously. Dead ass.
Well, Selena, you're going to Vegas of all places. You're going to need to carry some wipes with you. Because housekeeping staff has revealed, not just in Vegas, but just in general, hotel housekeeping staff says these are the filthiest parts of a hotel room. You're going to want to clean down the phones, which I don't know. Nobody uses those. Okay, you're good with that one. Then remote control. Do you use the remote?
No.
Okay.
You never, Selena, you strike me as somebody that would watch a lot of TV in the hotel room.
No, I don't be in the hotel room.
Really?
Other than to like sleep and get ready and leave.
Don't you picture Selena just like laying there, just like watching TV, like
eating Cheez-Its,
just all day? Like, hey, we're on vacation. Yeah, no. I know, but I'm watching some TV.
Yeah, light switches not always clean.
Okay, we do touch those.
So you're touching that carpets and bathtubs. Oh, the carpets! I always think about these.
I know. They're always so stained and just so musty.
They're a little. Some of the carpets a little stiffer in some spots.
Yeah. You know?
Whatever was there, what was that?
Now, obviously, you can't really do much about the carpet. It's not like you're going to go clean it yourself, right? Now, think about this, because
you guys don't bring one of those like portable carpet cleaners with you?
I do. No?
I do too, everywhere I go.
Rug doctor.
Yes.
shout out to rug doctor. I pack one of those in my carry-on.
Oh, God. Well, you're setting your suitcase and everything else down on this rug, right? Which has been through God knows what. And then you're taking your suitcase back home, and you're probably not cleaning that.
Yeah, I've never cleaned my suitcase.
No. Yeah, I saw a recent study. Your suitcase is dirtier than a toilet seat.
Of course,
everything's dirtier than a toilet seat if it finds out. Like,
but that does make sense. You get into a hotel room and you just like throw your suitcase either on that dirty ass carpet or it's on the bed that they also don't clean.
Right.
Ew.
And then you're taking it back home.
And think of all the places your suitcase has been.
Yes.
All the hotel rooms.
Think about the little wheels.
The airport, too.
Going through the airport. And, I mean, I have not once ever cleaned the wheels on my suitcase.
Nobody does that.
Thought about it.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, touching the wheels of my suitcase and then immediately, you know, licking my fingers or something.
I mean, no,
you're then wheeling it through your house.
Yeah, through your carpet if you have any.
I don't know. I'm just not, like, my suitcase isn't getting used frequently enough. Like, you think all that super bacteria is still alive on there in my closet right now?
Yeah, it's just multiplying right now.
That's probably true.
Getting busy, yeah.
Wait,
is your
suitcase already, like, packed up and set to the side? I mean, unpacked and set to the side? Or how long does it take you to unpack?
Oh, coming back from a trip?
Yeah.
Usually about 2 weeks. I like to continue to live out of that suitcase, you know, because there's still some clean clothes in there.
Yeah.
And then, like, I hate putting stuff
away. I take even longer
away.
Than, like, 2 weeks sometimes.
What, Selena? Yeah. Well, actually, I shouldn't say anything.
Thank you.
Unpacking is the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Mine is still opened from...
Some trip you took 2 years ago.
When did I get back? Yeah. I mean, not 2 years, but you know what I mean. It's just the worst.
It's so disgusting.
So maybe think about cleaning
my suitcase. No, you're telling me all this information. I'm still not going to clean my suitcase.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the thing about it.
When are you flying out, Selena? Friday.
Yep.
Who are you going with?
My husband.
Just the two? He's been dragged along to go to the Backstreet Boys experience?
No, I'm going with him, but then we're meeting my cousin and her husband there. And the guys aren't going to Backstreet Boys.
Oh,
so just the girls are going, and then we're letting them do their own thing.
Okay, that's good.
Wait, you know,
and it's at the Sphere,
the
right?
It's at the Sphere.
Dude.
I am so excited to go to the Sphere.
I'm actually very jealous about that. Not that I want to see the Backstreet Boys there, but I'm dying to go to a show at the Sphere.
It looks
everybody
so
says it's like life changing.
Yes,
I got a chance to experience. They have a show called Earth. That one's really, really cool.
Nobody wants to see that.
No,
they're watching a nature documentary.
Exactly.
Get out of here,
I don't care. No, it's actually really cool.
This is Wild 94.9. Talk about something cool.
That's
and you're there watching
had.
A picture of a butterfly. Like, dude, come on.
That's all they had available. I had to watch that.
Hottest trending.
Please.
Is next, okay? Pete Davidson is going to be a dad. Here's Ariana Grande.
I hate you guys.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about traveling and how disgusting and filthy hotel rooms are. Oh, especially your suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
It's dirtier than a toilet seat, according to this new report just saw.
Good morning, JV Show. The city safe from Buena Creek. I'm a little more on the extreme side where I take a can of Lysol with me wherever I go, and I literally spray the pillows, the bed, the phone, the remote control, especially, just because, you know, I don't know. It's been habit since the pandemic.
You don't spray Lysol on your pillow. That's doing more harm than good, right? That can't be good for your skin or your respiratory system or anything like that, right?
But I mean, once it like airs out, I'm sure it's fine.
But like, are you actually using the remote? Like any adult who's holed up in a hotel room somewhere using that remote, we know what kind of stuff you're watching. You're sick. Ugh. You're gross.
Oh, good point. Yeah, you're I'm gonna start bringing sick. A pair of gloves before I put the buttons on that thing.
Never mind.
Good morning, JV Show. So you guys always go to Vegas a lot, I see. You all should try to travel somewhere outside the country, like Greece. Love you, bye.
Yeah, Selena, instead of going to Vegas for the Backstreet Boys, she says, why don't you go to Greece?
Yeah, go to Greece.
Because the Backstreet Boys aren't there.
Also, it's a little harder to pop away for a weekend trip to Greece. Yeah. I don't know, just logistically.
And more expensive,
and quite a bit more expensive.
And I haven't been to Vegas in a while.
I haven't been to Vegas in years. I'm dying to go.
It's been a couple years since I've gone.
I want to go this summer. But yeah, I mean, look, we'd all love to travel to all these places around the world. It's just like, you know, logistically, it's not that easy.
Not in this economy.
Right.
And then there's that. Yes.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh my God, you guys. Pete Davidson is going to be a dad.
Whoa.
So he's been dating Elsie Hewitt. Remember, this is the girl where all the headlines were like, Pete Davidson dating a non-celebrity, just a regular woman.
A norm.
And then we found out, no, she's like a supermodel. She's done all these like spreads. She's on TV shows. She like did something with Benny Blanco one time. Anyways, she's still kind of celebrity associated.
She's in the realm.
Celebrity affiliated, yeah. Anyways, as far as we know, they got together in March. That's when we first saw them together, at least. And now they're pregnant. Wow. And they couldn't be more excited. She's reportedly due sometime this winter. So later this year, he's going to have a little baby.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like he's had very high profile relationships over the past couple years.
Yeah.
And then this. It's like, he's had a lot of relationship news, like a lot more than most people have in their entire lives. Right. And he's packed it all into like, what, 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Kim Kardashian. I still can't get over
Ariana?
That.
Ariana?
Yeah, I still can't get over that one. And now the non-celebrity. Oh. So here's what Taylor Swift has been up to and probably the reason why she wasn't at that golfing thing with Travis Kelce this past weekend, Graham. It was in Tahoe. We talked about that on Monday. Her dad recently had heart surgery. He had a quintuple bypass surgery about a month ago. And so Taylor and her brother and her mom, they've been by his side the entire time, like during the surgery and the entire recovery process. This was not the result of a heart attack. Apparently, he just went in for a regular checkup. His doctor saw something which led to this surgery, which is a really complex one if you don't know. But they're saying that he's doing good, he's recovering, but that's what Taylor has been up to, just staying with dad.
I just realized I had never seen her brother. I didn't even
Taylor
think
Swift
about her
brother?
Siblings. Yeah,
I feel like I've seen her brother before.
I just looked him up.
Does he look like her?
Yeah,
he like kind siblings?
Of Austin, does. Austin Swift?
Yeah. Wow. I learned something new today.
Imagine being, Taylor's sibling.
Who doesn't get talked about.
And you don't exist. You practically don't exist. Your parents don't care about you because you're not bringing in the money.
Do you think Taylor supports him financially?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't that kind of an awkward situation?
No.
Like, hey, sister, I know I used to like pick on you when we were little, but now that you have like $1 billion, could I have like, what do you ask for? What's the starting number? Like, could I have 10 million? Like, she won't notice 10 million gone, but like, you're just the brother. Like,
I'm
what did
you
do?
I'm not even asking for an amount. Like, if my sister...
You just assume that checks are just going to arrive to your house every month?
If my sister becomes a billionaire... I'm never working again. And that's just what it is.
My bills are just going to be sent to
They're
her.
They're just going to be paid. Everything's in her name.
But I get like a conversation still has to happen about that. Hey,
it's
are,
kinda
you,
like
are you prepared to
it's kind of like it's just an unsaid thing.
But are you prepared to like you have to financially support me? Like what? That's not their responsibility. I mean, I get
it.
If I had $1 billion, I would distribute it heavily amongst all my family members, even distant cousins and whatnot.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
If I had $1 billion.
Immediate family only.
Nobody needs $1 billion. That's an insane sum of money. I'm just like, how does it go down? Hey, I'd like $20 million a year. Like, what's the number?
For siblings, if you have a good relationship at least, I think it's just a given.
Yeah, but what's the given?
Yeah, I'd be fine with even like $2 million a year.
At least pay for my rent.
We would all love that.
Yeah. But
like, what is the given? Like, you're saying it's just, like, understood that that sibling's going to take care of you. What do you think, like, what do you think he gets? And how does that conversation happen? I just, like, I'm curious about this. Because, like, you're rich now, so I expect $10 million a year. Like,
no, $10 million is too greedy. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, start low.
Yeah, $1
million. $10 million of a billion is a tiny drop.
You're right.
Yeah, but she didn't start out just a billionaire. I mean, this has been a long journey for her.
So as she's made more money, do his monthly stipend checks increase?
Yeah, like, because his bills got more expensive. Mm-hmm. But his mansions got bigger. But like, he's added a new car.
And then he might have gotten a girlfriend, so now more expenses there.
Oh, I'm not paying for girlfriends. No.
See? It's weird. It's a weird thing.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, the trash strike continues, you guys. The hot piles of garbage continuing to pile up at homes of residents all across the Bay
Don't
Area.
Don't call the residents that.
No, the hot pile of garbage is not them. It's that's what's being piled up in front of their houses because they don't have trash service. Close to 24 Bay Area cities still being affected by this strike. It's Republic Services is the trash company. Those you either have that as your trash company and those workers are on strike, or your local garbage workers are striking in solidarity. They walked out with a strike that's going on amongst Central Valley workers and workers on the East Coast. Those workers asking for better wages, health care, and retirement benefits. But it's now been more than a week of people not having trash service. Some areas like Richmond, Fremont, Daly City, Half Moon Bay, they've opened up temporary garbage drop-off locations for Republic Services customers where they can go take their trash. It says Half Moon Bay, you can take it to the dumpster behind City Hall.
My God.
But if you are in one of these areas, look up what your local drop-off area is. But that means you do have to put your hot garbage into your car and then drive it there to drop it off. The Teamsters and the Republic Services are supposed to be meeting today at noon in hopes of ending this work stoppage. So we will see if this thing gets resolved. But otherwise,
it has to, because come on.
Yeah. Look up somewhere to take your garbage.
That's disgusting.
Oh, no. Rats are going to start building up.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Don't call the residents that.
Oh, no.
Wow, Jess.
No. What is wrong with you?
No, jeez. Like actual rodents.
Now they're they're human beings. Their trash service stopped. They have rights. Yeah.
All right. That was Jess. If you want to send her any hate mail. Next on the JV Show, it's What the Bleep. We're going to give you this chance to win a Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Now, before we get to What the Bleep.
Good morning, JV Show. I was listening to your show yesterday, and I agree with Selena. I use the Turo app. We've been using it for years now. I love it. It's a lot more convenient. We usually will get our car to be dropped off at the airport. So literally just check out of the airport, walk over to the car, grab it, and we are on our way. I've had horrible, horrible experiences with car rental.
See, and everybody has. Graham, you have to make the switch.
Wait,
but here's my tiny issue here, because I told a story yesterday. This talkback's in response to that, because I basically had to arm wrestle a dude over the car that we rented in Hawaii. It was a very awkward situation. And why didn't you tell me? You knew I was going on a trip.
Beforehand.
Like, hey, buddy, old pal, I've got a great recommendation for you. Save you some money and some convenience.
I'm sorry, that is my fault.
A guy in the aisle to get the last one of the two remaining cars.
My bad.
And you kept it to yourself.
Right. Yes. So how does it work? You're essentially renting a car
from anyone. Anyone can put their car up to be rented on the Turo app. So you're renting somebody's car.
And they're dropping it off wherever you want them
to. Or I picked up a car and it was like outside their house one time. But yeah, they can drop it off at the airport for you.
And just leave the keys on the tire?
The one I've been to, there was like a
little code?
I don't remember. I think they did leave the key for us. But I'm sure there's other ways. I think there's other ways to do that. So you're not, because just leaving the key on a car can be pretty sketchy.
Right.
Sorry, I got cut off. But yeah, no, let alone the car rental companies will charge you a couple $100 of security deposit, you know, that they will withhold during your trip. But the Turo app is great. You could pick cars. You could pick the price range. model. You could look at reviews from previous people that have rented that car, but we love the airport drop-off option. It's so freaking easy. We love it. Turo. Bye.
Yeah, so you're getting a car you want, and you guys, it's like most of the time cheaper than going through a regular like car rental place.
When you're at when you're at the stand at the car rental place, the upsells they try to get you on.
Yeah, for like a little tiny thing that you wouldn't want to even be caught dead in.
And the insurance and the, well, you should just pay for the, prepay for the gas now at this and don't fill it, that stuff.
All right, guys. Now it is time for What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JB Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
It's kind of embarrassing when a guy begs you to him. If I wanted to, I would have already.
Oh,
right? Wow.
I agree. I agree. I'm glad.
So you don't like it when we beg and
don't
ask.
Beg. Okay. Have some self-respect,
Thank
kings.
You.
Fine. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be if you want to win that JV Show Chug Mug, which you do, because they're awesome. And this is the only way you can really get your hands on one. So leave us a talk back.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for having the JV Show on. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We are playing What the Bleep. We do this every morning at this time. It's where you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if you can do that, we're going to send you a JV Show Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what the word is, leave it on a talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
It's kind of embarrassing when a guy begs you to him. If I wanted to, I would have already.
Duh.
But so maybe you don't know that we want you to. Never mind. I don't know.
No, we know because you're begging.
Well,
yeah. That's another good point. All right, to your guesses. And remember, this is a family show, you guys.
Hey, JB Show. It's Ben from San Jose. My guess is cook for him. Have a good day.
You're begging.
Please cook me some food. I'm starving.
Yeah, feed yourself.
Oh. Morning, JV Show. Jonathan from San Carlos. I think the bleep dot word is compliment. Us guys are always fishing for compliments. Make it a great day.
We all want to be complimented.
That's true.
Yeah.
Don't we?
That's true.
Graham, do you fish for compliments?
I don't fish for them, but I would like some more of them.
Oh, God.
Right. Morning, JV Show. It's Amy from Campbell. Is the bleeped out word date? I don't like when men beg to date you. Anyways, have a good morning. Thanks, guys.
Please, 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 let me just take you out. That's you have a boyfriend. Who cares?
It doesn't work.
That's a great guess. That this one of the most popular guesses this morning, date. Yeah, I mean, there's a thin line between asking a lot and then begging, right? I mean,
yeah,
begging. I would say most men won't beg, but they're very like persistent and they don't give up.
Yeah, and look, and it worked for me. 11 years later, I married my wife.
Okay.
It took seven years to get that first date.
But there's not a lot of success stories like yours, Graham.
It's all about persistence. No. Eventually, they'll say yes.
If she says no, just give up.
Yes, don't stalk them.
No, you continue. Fight
the good fight. Don't say
that. No, that's your person. Make it happen.
All right, continue to get those guesses in. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? Leave it on the talk back, and we're going to play more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Friday, Junior. It's Thursday. Okay, happy Thursday. Oh, sorry, I was getting some preliminary Friday vibes there.
Oh, you're sorry.
Too early. It's too
like
early.
A rush of Friday feels.
Yeah, because you know I got a Vegas trip this weekend, and it's almost there. All right, let me get back to what we're doing. It's What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, you got to get on over to the talkbacks on the iHeart app and leave your guess right there. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
It's kind of embarrassing when a guy begs you to him. If I wanted to, I would have already.
Mm-hmm. Now remember, you gotta beg.
Now remember, this is a family show, but let's run through your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marcus from Tracy, the boxing dad. And my guess for the bleeped out word is shave. He's going to beg you to shave him. Hopefully it works. Oh, and Arnez is the new Junior featherweight all-out champion, baby. Let's go!
Let's go! Congratulations!
Couple things. Beg to shave?
To shave him?
Very gross. He left a talk back earlier. We didn't get a chance to play it, but they are going to Vegas this weekend for another title fight.
So oh, my God. You guys should see the Backstreet Boys.
No, Selena, you should go watch him fight.
I can't. I'm seeing the Backstreet Boys.
But Arnaz is going to win a new belt.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, unless he doesn't. Unless he gets his butt kicked, and then it's a long drive home from Vegas.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Yvette from Pittsburgh. Happy Friday, Junior. Is the bleeped out word. Text. Bye.
Beg to text him.
Text. Oh, please text me. Text
don't
me.
Wow.
Text me.
That's
please
sad.
Text me.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
Morning, JV Show fam. It's Leslie in San Francisco. My guess for the bleeped out word is hug. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, if you got to beg for a hug.
That's how it starts, though. I just need some physical contact. And then once you hug me and you smell my Old Spice deodorant, you're hooked.
Even a sympathy hug? Like, you guys want that?
We'll take anything we can get. We're desperate.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Joanna from Manteca. Last guest is Follow Him. Have a great day.
Follow. All right. Here is today's clip, Unbleeped.
It's kind of embarrassing when a guy begs you to follow him. If I wanted to, I would have already.
Yes.
Yeah, don't do that.
What about not begging, but just like asking?
Well, I think because if you're pursuing someone and they feel the same way, and they want to pursue you back, they would put in that effort.
I don't even
well.
Like the asking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, can you follow me? It's like, if I want to, I will.
I agree.
Okay?
It just puts
it's weird.
Makes it awkward. Makes I the know. Conversation awkward.
You just
what
offended,
do you say?
You just offended a lot of people that have asked you to follow them on Instagram. You know a lot of listeners say, hey, can you follow me on Instagram?
But that's different than someone who's pursuing you, though.
True.
Because I think if a guy is pursuing you, it makes it awkward because then you're like, ooh, am I interested? Maybe I don't even know you, you know?
And yeah, if this was somebody who I was, like, potentially considering to right. date, I might be like, okay, are they just, like, trying to get followers? That's what a lot of people do on dating apps is try to get
really?
Followers. Yeah.
That's what they're on there for? I thought everyone was on there to smash.
Well, I mean, that too, but, like, a lot of like, the girls on there, from what I've heard from
I'm just here for the
from
follow-
my husband.
For the followers.
From my husband, it's
Oh, he's on the app still?
Well, we met on the app. Give some context. We met on the apps, and he says that a lot of the ladies on there, they're just trying to get followers.
Oh, that's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Interesting. So it's like, hey, I matched with this really hot person, and you want to come
over
to my...
And it's like, here's my Instagram, you should follow me.
You want to come over to my place and hook up? Nah, I'm just here for the followers. I don't want to hook up at all. Like, you got this dating app thing all wrong. All right, let's give a couple shout-outs. And by a couple shout-outs, I mean... A couple shout-outs, because Joanna Manteca, what's up, Joanna,
what's up?
She had the very first correct answer this morning, and right behind her was our buddy Alex in Benicia. He had the correct answer, and then outside of that...
That's it?
Because when I said a couple shout-outs, I legit meant only a couple shout-outs.
Wow.
People's guesses all over the place this morning. Massage, talk to, date, marry, all very good guesses, but we were looking for follow.
Yep.
So if you didn't get it today, play again tomorrow.
It's always tomorrow, 7:05. We will do it again.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show is still commercial free. That's what I was trying to say. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And let's go to the phones. Hi, is this John?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, John. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
We are good. Thank you so much. All right. So you're playing the JV Show's Yup Nope Game. Jess, what is John playing for today?
You are playing for 4 tickets to the Santa Clara County Fair.
So don't blow it.
I think you know how this works. We're going to ask you 4 completely random trivia questions. You just got to get 3 right and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
All right. So here's question number 1. What type of animal is the mascot for UC Berkeley?
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
John?
You know this.
Jonathan?
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm blanking out right now.
Buddy.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Come on, take
any
it.
Well,
then shout out your favorite mascot animal. Spartan. It's not an animal. Come
honestly,
on.
I didn't even know Cal had a mascot.
Nope. Yes, he did.
The Bears?
The Bears. The Cow Bears.
The
Golden Bears.
Oh. Yeah, I never saw the bear, though.
But the t-shirts, everyone can get there's a yellow bear
oh
logo
God.
And the blue sweatshirt.
That's all right. He's going to get the next one.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Willie, question number...
One at a time. Yes, John, go ahead. You have
go
your
ahead.
One.
Yeah, see, normally I'm pretty good at this when I'm listening to other people and I'm laughing at them, but man, they laughing at me.
Yeah.
I got that.
They are. Yeah. All right, let's lock in. Lock in. All right, question number two. Polaris is the proper name for what well-known star in the sky? Maybe Polaris. Polaris? Whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah. Well-known star in the sky. Well-known. Like, how many can you name?
Not one.
Oh. Nope.
The North Star.
Come on, it's the only
star.
John, don't give up on yourself. I feel like you're not giving yourself the chance to even guess.
I mean, outside of the sun, what? Name another star
that
you can name.
Star.
The North Star. That's about it. That's all I got.
Yeah, I was going to say the North Star, but I was getting an answer wrong.
Oh, wouldn't you rather give an answer now?
Yeah. Come on now.
Come on. All right.
Now lock in. Lock in.
Starting now.
Yeah, right now.
Question number three. Tiffany and Company has a registered trademark on its signature shade of what color? Everybody knows Tiffany's. What color do they have a trademark on?
Green?
Nope. Damn close.
So, you know they have that certain blue, like that Tiffany's blue.
Tiffany blue.
It's a shade of blue.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I think that caller is going to leave a callback for you guys this morning with these questions that you guys gave me today.
About how easy they are? Normal questions.
Kidding, John. All right, look, you got this. Lock in. You need this last one or I'm going to shout holy horrible trivia. Question number four. Master Splinter is the sensei to what fictional characters? I'm going to quit.
Oh, my God.
John.
To be fair, I don't know. I wouldn't have known this.
What?
Just lock in, John. I told you to lock in.
Give him a hint.
Master Splinter?
Give him a hint.
Nothing? I'm going to quit the show. John, I quit.
Graham, give him a hint.
No. I'm going 0-4 here.
Holy horrible trivia,
John. John.
Did he not hear me tell him to lock in?
Wow.
The offer.
Oh,
the correct answer there was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Master Splinter was their sensei.
John,
yeah,
John.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Of course you were. Yeah, it was good. Then you should say it. You know we love you, John. John's one of our OG.
Is this Big John?
Yeah, John's one of our OG listeners.
Yeah.
Big John, come on.
Well, I had high hopes.
Yeah.
I had high hopes for you, buddy.
Yeah. Oof. Well, hey, love you guys, too.
Dang it. All right. Well,
we love you, buddy.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah, trivia.
Have a great rest of your day. Hang on, Big John. Wow.
That was great.
That was good. All right. We're going to move on. Today's hottest trending is coming up next, you guys. The beef with Nicki Minaj and SZA continues. Ooh. Give you the latest update coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show. It's Mandy from Oakley. Hey, Selena. Give you a heads up, man. The Pacquiao and Barrios fight is also coming up this weekend. So expect a lot of the foods and stuff to be a lot more expensive. All right. Give you a heads up.
So Selena's got a trip to see the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere this weekend in Vegas that she is like beyond excited about.
Any mention
of the Backstreet Boys, Selena's face like lights up. It's been happening all week. But yes, it is going to be a busy weekend in Vegas because 46-year-old Manny Pacquiao returning to the ring.
Oh,
a lot of people seem interested in this fight. I'm having trouble getting there given...
Why?
But 46-year-old boxers don't...
It's always so much hype, and then it's a letdown.
Right. It's tough to... Boxing, let's be honest, it's a young man's game. We saw that during the Jake Paul Tyson fight. It's
Yeah, that's a good point.
46 is start getting pretty tough.
But it's also Pacquiao.
I know that. So it's the name. Look, same thing. It's Tyson. We were all excited about it. Boy, was that a disappointment. Tyson, much older than that, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff
you need to know what's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by the Exploratorium. Explore adventures in AI. Grab your tickets at exploratorium.edu.
Okay, so the SZA and Nicki Minaj feud continues. So let's just recap really quick. So the other night, Nicki was ranting about Roc Nation's CEO. That's a whole other thing. You can look it up if you have time later. But in the midst of this rant, SZA randomly tweets something about Mercury in retrograde and not taking the bait. And Nicki thought that was directed at her, even though SZA was like, no. And then Nicki just goes off about how SZA draws on fake freckles and she sounds like a dead dog and she's musty and she can't headline any sold out shows to 80,000 people, and that if her music and her just disappeared right now, no one would notice. Like, Nicki Minaj just went on and on.
Full scorched earth. She unleashed every insult that she could possibly think
of. Yes, and she wasn't done, because last night she was back at it again on Twitter, and she even left a couple of like audio rants that she posted where Nicki Minaj, you guys, claimed that she doesn't know not even one of SZA's songs. Doesn't know her music.
Lies.
Yeah. Lies. SZA responded. She said, Nicki, you absolutely know my music and what I contribute because you've asked for features twice to no response. In addition to rapping my lyrics on Feeling Myself. LOL, you're having a moment. I'm not sure why, but be blessed. And SZA brought the receipts.
Really?
She included a screenshot. It's a text from Nicki Minaj to some unknown third party, maybe SZA's manager or something like that. And yeah, it's Nicki back in 2020 sending over a song that she wants SZA to get on.
See, interesting. So maybe that's part of the reason that she's
salty
because she never got a response.
Also, Nicki's song that has Beyonce on it, Feeling Myself, SZA is credited as a co-writer on the song.
No. Oh, well. Isn't that interesting?
Dang. This is so good. The tea, you guys. The tea.
Don't you just love it when someone tries to say something and then the receipts get brought out so quickly and it's like... Oh,
and this just proves Nicki is only doing this for the attention. You know you're wrong. You know her music. You know you've asked for features. You know you've worked with SZA she's written for you. You know all this. You're doing this strictly for attention.
The risk of being embarrassed by those receipts seems like way too great to ever even wade into one of these.
For us, but for a lot of celebrities, that they're like, well, as long as I'm being talked about, maybe she has something new coming out, you know, and she wants to be relevant.
I guess. I just wouldn't want to get dunked on like that.
I wouldn't either.
No thanks.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, we are one step closer to Alcatraz being reopened as an actual working federal penitentiary. If you recall, the president announced recently that rather than it be one of the most iconic tourist destinations in the country, one that generates $60 million a year for the federal government, that it should be turned back into a prison. Well, this morning, Attorney General Pam Bondi she's here. She's taken a reprieve from calls to release the Epstein files. And she and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, they're going to be touring Alcatraz and then are expected to make the announcement that they are full on planning to reopen it. Now, look, local leaders, Governor Newsom, Nancy Pelosi are already speaking out against this move, including San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie. Pelosi called it the administration's stupidest initiative yet. And they're saying, all the local leaders are saying, this is never going to happen. Alcatraz, we know, closed in 1963. Estimated cost to reopen anywhere from $500 million to $1 billion dollars to retrofit it to become a maximum security prison.
Oh, my God.
And would likely have anywhere between $50 and $100 million annually in operational costs. So an incredible sum of money, and also wiping out one of the biggest tourist destinations in the country.
This is so stupid.
I think the takeaway is it ain't gonna happen.
You are so dumb. You are so dumb.
Yeah, don't just leave Alcatraz alone.
Plus, it's haunted.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You guys have never done the Alcatraz tour?
I haven't.
I haven't done one of the nighttime ones, but it's definitely haunted.
Oh.
They'll tell you about it when you take the little tour.
See, you got to keep that. You got to keep it the way it is.
You should send that in an email over to Pam Bondi.
Yeah. Plus, it's haunted.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I saw somebody post last week, it's mid-July and still no song of the summer.
Oh, how true is that? Like,
very.
There's no song of the summer. You know, last summer we had
Sabrina Carpenter.
We had Not Like Us.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, yeah, it was the summer of Sabrina. But this, I mean, this year, it's 2025. What do we have?
Nothing.
There's no song that screams, this is the summer song, like the summer anthem. There's
got to be something. What about something from the new Bieber album?
No, those were all slow. Oh.
Yeah, and it just came out. Like,
and you haven't even listened to it yet.
I haven't. But I've been meaning to, because I heard it's really, really good. Oh, I have been meaning to. It's like, if anything, I would think, and the songs I'm about to say, they're not even big enough yet to be considered the song of the summer. I was thinking Cardi B, Outside, but it's still so new and it hasn't really caught on.
I'm not familiar.
Or Drake, Nokia.
I've seen that on some
Those are the only two I would even consider.
List, but
I think
really
if Drake had
me.
Released it a little later, I think now I'm already tired of it. Yeah. I'm thinking more like I'm a Mommy EDM version.
What the hell is that?
I'm a Mommy.
I don't know, but I'm interested.
Is it that?
Yeah, but it's there's EDM version. Yeah.
Well, can you? Why don't you have the audio of this? I want to hear it.
Oh, we should mommy. Play it. We should play
Wait,
it.
Wait, yeah. Can we get that? We're going to play that coming up. Graham, okay. Do you have any thoughts on this?
I don't. The only song that like has spoken to me this summer and it was on the Herbert Camp playlist with the buddies a lot. And I just looked. Now, look, it's a Shaboozey song that was released right at the end of last year. But I feel like it's getting, you know, picking up some play. Right now, we could play.
Wait, is it something about like a drink or what is it?
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
It's good news. Oh, it's a good song.
Sounds just like the other one.
Well, that's
all his songs use the same beat.
He's got a couple that sounds similar. I'm not. I can't.
He has
that.
Another song called "Drink Don't Need No Mix."
Okay,
that's the one I
heard
like.
That. Yeah,
never heard of it.
He
I just heard it for the first time like this week, but
like again,
it's good.
I like that song a lot. It's not like
full
summer anthem
There's
to me.
There's songs that we like, but they're not. Yeah, it's not the song of the summer. Mm.
I feel like it's been part of the soundtrack to my summer so far. Okay. I'll say that.
I don't even have a summer soundtrack
yet.
Well,
leave us a talk about it, because people listening right now are like, I know the song. Whatever.
If you know,
and
let
I don't know
us
what
know,
because
nobody seems to know what the song of the summer
There's no
this
consensus.
Year is.
I think there is one. But other than I'm a Mommy EDM version.
I'm a Mommy.
Jess, will you go run and grab that audio, please?
I can't wait to hear it.
Can you please go grab that?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We were just talking about how there is no song of the summer. Like, nobody can think of what this year's like summer anthem is. Jess, what did you suggest?
The I'm a Mommy EDM version.
I'm a Mommy.
All right, so we don't know what the heck she's talking about. Here it is.
I have a secret to tell you. All the girls know, Jeremiah knows, but you have to promise me you're not going to say anything to any of the other guys because it's not their business. But I'm a mommy.
Mommy? Mommy? Mamacita.
Picture this at a pool party.
Yes!
Yeah, I picture. Oh my god.
Dude, this is a vibe.
Mama boy. A dog?
Oh,
mama boy.
So good.
A dog?
That's song of the summer.
Wait, you said there's another version?
This is like if you are really into EDM, like this is a little harder.
Wait, do you want to hear this next version, Graham?
Yes.
But I'm a mommy.
Mom of what? A dog? Mommy?
Yeah, like if I'm a child.
No, okay, I'm with Jess. That's the song of the summer.
This is the best.
I'm with Jess.
That's the best.
The bark.
Of a dog?
How have I never heard this before?
Dude.
Oh, my God, that was
that's
so
it, that's
good.
The one.
Why are you not playing that every hour?
And we have a lot of talkbacks.
Talk to
people.
The boss.
People are throwing out songs that they think the song of the summer is, so we do want to play those talkbacks. Coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show, commercial free. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, so we were just discussing the song of the summer because there isn't one.
There isn't.
There's no song of the summer. We couldn't think of one. We really turned it over to the talkbacks. Like, do you guys know what the song of the summer is?
Come on, you guys. It's Mama Albert here. Song of the summer is the new Madonna song. Get with it. Have a good day.
Wait, I have never heard. I didn't even know Madonna was still making music.
Madonna has a new song? What's it called?
I have no
clue. Or is it called Get With It?
Oh.
Or is he telling us to get with it?
Madonna new song.
Vulgar.
Is it? Vulks?
No.
No, lies.
Veronica Electronica?
Gone, gone.
The album?
Gone, gone, gone. 5 days ago.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah, I'm going to.
No, gonna I think I
haven't heard Blackpink Jump. That's like number one on the charts. I'm pretty sure. So Blackpink Jump, that's number one.
Okay, Blackpink.
Blackpink Jump.
Who doesn't like Blackpink? Graham, you're not a fan.
It's
good. It's not the song.
Yeah, it's not the song. It's not going to be my song in the summer. Let's put it that way.
Okay, fair enough.
Hey, guys, in regards to Song of the Summer, I heard a song on TikTok by Lizzo, and I didn't even know she had a whole new mixtape out. It is fire. So it's definitely a Lizzo summer over here.
Really? I didn't know that she had anything new out.
I haven't heard anything about that, Jess.
Jess, you're on TikTok? Yes. You're a TikTok girl. Woman, sorry. People get mad.
Yeah.
TikTok woman.
You're a TikTok ma'am.
TikTok ma'am.
I'm pretty sure the song that she's talking about is Wham Whammy, because she has a line in there that everybody loved about LaBooBoo's.
I listened to a piece of that song in, you know, just a minute ago, and I don't think we could play any of it.
Okay.
So it seemed a little explicit.
Something about Wham Whammy. I would say that is a contender for Song of the Summer, at least in my life, but not the Lizzo version. Wham Whammy is by an artist who goes by Pluto, and the song has gotten so big that so many other artists have jumped on it. Sexy Red has a verse in it. Lotto's done it, and I guess now Lizzo.
Oh.
So I would think that's pretty up there.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Aletta from Chico. My song of the summer that I'm really into and like get happy every time I hear it is Role Models' Sally When the Wine Runs Out. If you haven't heard it, listen to it. It's really catchy.
Have you heard
I have heard this song.
Really?
I can't think of how it goes off the top of my head, but I know I recognize the name of it. I've heard it.
Hmm. Yeah, my vote is still four. But
I'm a mommy.
Mom of what? A dog?
That's the song of the summer. You heard it here first on the JV show on Wild 94.9. Our boss would never.
Why not?
Well,
that's a slapper.
He might actually. I don't know. We should ask him.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
All right. So there is an OnlyFans model who's saying that men, married men, you guys, are posing as women, using their girlfriends, using their wives' pictures to like scam or trick other like creators on OnlyFans. And it's happened to her. And she's just putting it out there because it's very, very wrong. I can't believe.
How's she getting scammed?
Listen, they're trying to get free content, basically. And the way that they're doing this, I can't believe that guys are actually doing. I've heard of this trick before, and I thought it was a joke. I didn't think people were actually doing this. So
Okay. The
woman who's saying this, her name is Layla Kelly. She says that this has happened to her. She'll have a married man posing as a woman, and they are messaging her and even other creators like, hey, you know, my name is Mandy, and I'm thinking about getting like a breast augmentation or getting my boobs done, and yours look really, really good. Can you send me a picture of yours? I want to see what they look like, because maybe I'll go with that doctor.
Are you serious?
Yes. And they're sending, and they're going as far as like, here's mine now. And they're sending pictures of their wives or girlfriends.
Oh.
Like some with clothes on, some without. So clearly it's like the women who are in these pictures,
very
like
believable.
Their girlfriends or wives don't even know that their guys are sending these pictures to creators on OnlyFans trying to get free content back.
Wow.
Guys are crafty when it comes to boobs.
No, guys are stupid, because they're not dumb. They're catching on. They're like, bro, like we see you right through you.
Well, clearly it's worked a few times.
Maybe
you're saying this one creator said that they've gotten scammed. It's worked. I'm just saying, guys are very motivated when it comes to this kind of stuff, hence why we have high-speed internet. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You can thank a lot of technological innovations all based around guys' desire for this sort of content. Well, sorry, that's the driver for a lot of things.
I am surprised, though, that even though it is a quote, lady asking for the pictures, that the OnlyFans models are still so, like, willing to send those pictures out to whoever.
Well, but, I mean, they've got an arsenal of them. They've got a million of those pictures that they post anyway.
That they
anyways.
Get paid for, though.
Right. But I just think,
maybe in the beginning, now they're a lot more skeptical because they know that this might not be who it is. I'm not just going to send you a picture of my bazoomers.
Selena, can you imagine getting scammed this way?
I would never fall for it.
A listener hit you up.
I would never send a female listener a picture of my boobs.
A male listener?
No, I wouldn't send anybody.
Well,
no.
She had to ask. That would be very embarrassing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if they're like, hey, it's like I'm actually a doctor and I'm doing some deep research.
Okay,
into
then
this.
Use the internet. That's what it's for. You can find
but
millions
no,
of
but
research.
But like they've seen
oh,
yours
you
and they're
to
like,
research yeah. mine.
Yeah. Real world
no,
testimonial.
I wasn't born yesterday.
Okay.
Not at all.
Just checking.
Okay.
You know, that was like my biggest fear. It's like, remember, because I do have to take pictures when you get yours done. And I was afraid that my doctor was like going to get hacked and. Because he has pictures. He has the before. Yeah. He has the afters.
Those pictures are in the cloud somewhere.
And multiple afters because you're going back for a few appointments after to see how everything is like healing.
All right,
and
hackers,
you can't
get to work.
Stop!
Oh, my God. Wait, you can't say no? You can't say, like, don't take pictures? Or, like, take them on my phone so I have them and not you?
I never thought about that. Maybe, but like they put them like into your file, I guess. And
sure they do.
And then obviously somebody hacks into
that
the file.
Super secure.
I guess I never even considered that. What do they do with all these pictures?
I don't know, but like you know, any old hacker
are out there somewhere.
Type in the password at their site, Dr123. Yeah. We know that's the password, and then next thing you know, boom, all the files.
Or if you ever go back into their office and you're mean to one of like the staff. Ladies there.
Oh, okay, I would never do that.
They've already sent
them
out.
Because they know too much.
Yeah. They've seen a lot.
All right, we're going to continue this meeting in the ladies' room next here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get back to our meeting in the ladies' room, we were earlier trying to figure out what is the song of the summer because there is no song of the summer this year. Not one. Can't think of a single thing that qualifies. And a lot of people have suggestions on the talkbacks.
Oh my God, you guys, it's obviously a Benson Boone summer. Mystical, magical. This is Natalie calling from Milpitas. I think that's the one.
I like that one.
If I heard it more, I think that would be. It has potential. Song of the summer potential.
I like it.
It definitely has artist of the summer potential, too, because Benson Boone is having a moment right now.
Yes.
And like last summer, Sabrina Carpenter. And this summer, I feel it is Benson Boone.
It is a Benson Boone summer. Yeah.
Good morning, JV fam. This is Nicole from San Lorenzo. And the song of the summer for me is Yippie-Ki-Yay by Kesha and T-Pain. That song is fire and I love it. It's on all the playlists. Have a great day, guys.
Are any of you guys familiar with this one?
I have never heard of this song.
Me neither.
I think my expectations for Song of the Summer are very high.
Yeah.
So the search continues.
I'm
a mommy.
All right, back to our meeting in the ladies' room.
So have you guys been hearing about this one scene in Love Island that people are still debating? It's
still, the show's done. It's wrapped.
Yeah,
we're
done.
Still talking about it.
On.
Let me lay this scene out to you, and I'm curious to know what your thoughts are and whose side you're on. So it's a scene where one of the couples, they go on a dinner date. So they're actually able to leave the villa for a little bit to just go on a date, just the two of them. It's set up in an area. It's like a little dinner table, dining table, set up in the middle of a little pond. So you do have to walk through the water to get to where the table is.
I don't like that.
With
already.
Like a bunch of frogs and turtles and stuff.
Imagining like,
I mean, it was kind of dark, so you couldn't see if there were any of those things.
Ew! And you're just stepping on the fish.
But when they arrive,
ponds are gross.
Yeah, when they arrive to the date, the guy carries the woman across so that she doesn't have to walk through the water.
Because, what a gentleman,
right? Where the dining table is, there's like you know some wooden little things underneath.
Okay.
So the table's on like a little platform or something, but it's out in the middle of the water.
Yeah, so you do have to walk through the water.
Got it.
So he carries her there. During the dinner, they're kind of discussing their differences. So she ends up saying that they should just be friends instead. They will no longer be continuing their whatever it was there in the villa, right?
Yeah, I know.
Because there's things that they don't agree on. So the day ends. They both get up to leave. He extends his hand to help her cross the water, but doesn't offer to carry her. So she asks, do you want to carry me or want me to walk? So then he responds, I'm not going to carry you. And then he walks away and then she has to take her heels off.
Oh, my God.
And do that walk in front of millions of people on television.
Love it.
So, of course, people are on either side of things. Some people are saying, you know, I'm on his side. She broke things off. He doesn't owe her anything at this point. And he was already kind of fed up with, like, everything that she was saying to him. So people are on his side. Then other people are saying, no, that was petty of him to do. Like, just be a man and, like, you know, carry her over the water again.
What side are you on, Graham? Well, I think I already know.
I agree that he does not owe her
right
the carry across the water, especially after he just got dumped, essentially, right? They yeah. weren't like in a full-blown relationship. It was sort of like, we're not really going to keep yeah. dating.
So but not, it was still like her.
But that, her decision. Because it wasn't full blown relationship, it's not like you guys are together forever and you guys are madly in love and now you're so hurt that you broke up. No, because you guys are barely together. You guys probably barely met. That's why yeah. I feel like, who cares? Be the bigger person, like still be a nice person. You carried her there, just carry her back.
Yeah, I mean, it's not full on heartbreak, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So he's not like devastated and destroyed and wants to storm out of there and you know, take it out on her or whatever. So while he does, but even so, while he still does not owe her that, you know that there's cameras, bro.
Yes. I mean,
you know people are going to see this. And you want to be able to, when you get done shooting the show, have a good, you know, public persona, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what people are using this as a springboard to other things.
Yes.
You most definitely carry them back.
And at this point, like, she's crying because obviously, like, during their conversation, there was just, like tension and stuff. So she's crying. She's like taking her heels off. He's like watching her do that. And it is, I would hate to be in her situation because I'm like, dang, that's so embarrassing. But I don't,
that's
I honestly.
A walk of shame embarrassing.
Yeah. So, Graham, okay, if this was you, right, and the woman had just broke things off, you would carry her across?
Yes, I would. Unless she said something demeaning and insulting to me. Wow, yeah. During the breakup.
But her just saying like, hey, I don't think we're a good fit.
Well, that's yeah, whatever.
But yeah.
Or was there something in the conversation?
I mean, they were both kind of toxic to each other. Like they were both like, oh, well, you didn't show me this sort of affection. You don't want to kiss me in front of the people in the villa. Like there's just, I mean, I couldn't get into it just because there's way too much to tell. But let's say you knew that there weren't any cameras. Let's say this was out in the real world. Does that change, Graham? Does that change your answer?
It might factor in a little bit. Again, it depends like the level of like hurt / anger I'm feeling over the breakup. If I'm totally blindsided and then, yeah, she's calling me a loser or something and I would never date somebody like you, whatever, then, yeah, sorry. You're going to have to walk your own self back. Right. But if it's, again, if it's sort of just this level of breakup that you're describing, I'm still going to carry her back.
Aww. And what is the deal with people still obsessing over this show? Like, I've never seen anything like this. I was in bed last night and my daughter comes in. She's like, oh my God, the people from Love Island, they're at Disneyland right now. Oh, we were just there and we're not there anymore. Like, okay, who cares?
Yeah.
And I think the reason why the, I guess, delusion over the contestants continues is because they're now going on podcasts. And talking all about, like, what wasn't shown, what the real conversations were behind the scenes, like, just everything. They're spilling all the secrets.
Was this season that good, or did it just fill a void right now for the public as a whole? Like, we needed something to watch, and that's why it became this cultural phenomenon. Or is it just like, oh, my God, it's so good. So good, because we've had a lot of shows like this that have tons of drama and reality TV. We've seen them all. Like we've seen all this.
This wasn't even the best season. No, was just a couple of viral moments, and like it just took off.
So I think it was
satisfying a need for everybody collectively. We weren't all binging some other show right now. Yeah. Yeah. This was it was timing,
satisfying the need. A lot of people, most people that are fans of the show and were fans of it before this season, actually say season 6 is the best season. And they say this season is actually the worst season and that the new fans are ruining it because fans have a lot of say into who stays or leaves the villa throughout the show. And there's been a lot of like, I don't like how this person is acting, so I'm going to vote them off even though they have a good connection. That type of energy.
Mm, okay, so, I can see that.
Yeah, it fills a void. But for my reality drama heart, it fills a really big void.
Your heart.
Good for you. So that was the show of the summer.
My heart overflowing. Yeah,
that was the show of the summer. We don't have a song, but that was the show for sure.
All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to trending.
Messages for Graham, who doesn't watch Love Island. I also want to give some background. That girl is one of the most verbally abusive and manipulative girls ever. She gave the dude a countdown the night before that said, if you don't turn around and cuddle me in bed, and did a countdown as if he's a toddler, then she was going to give him a bad day the next day. This girl sucks. And for her to not be carried, I think was justified because it was a lot of things adding up.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
And it's also the I'm a mommy.
I'm her. A mommy.
Oh, she's a, that's the same one.
Yeah. So she's a mommy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, she's a mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Then some of the guys are like, don't talk to me like that. You're talking to me like I'm a kid. Like, multiple guys said that in the villa. To
she, and you said she's a mom to, like, what? Like a dog? Or like an actual...
Like a real child.
Like a real
human child.
Interesting.
About that whole Love Island situation with Huda, bro, her whole fan base is delusional. They are insane. Like, Huda is a crash out. She crashes out over, like, the smallest things. Like, bro, she is... She's just something else. I don't know, man. I can't.
Yeah, I've heard some not great things about her. But she's just, like, so hot.
That's she is, as she sings. She's perfect for reality TV.
I know. She really is. All right, time for trending.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so before we unpack this whole Coldplay affair that is just going viral right now, and I'll explain
this is
that.
Juicy.
I'll explain that in a second. First, Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson. Remember, I told you that they hard launched their relationship over the weekend because there's pictures of them on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was the soft launch. The hard launch was yesterday when they made their first public appearance together, walked the black carpet at Megan's inaugural Pete and Thomas Foundation Gala in New York City. It's an event honoring her late parents, and it's just, you know, to give back. Aww. And they were there together, and of course people had a lot of questions, but she wasn't like giving information on how they met or when it happened.
We met, and it was such a meet cute. It was like a movie. I won't tell you how, but, and I won't tell you when, but it was a movie. That he's the nicest person I ever met in my life.
He seems like a really nice
he does.
Guy.
Klay seems like a great guy.
He does.
Oh my God.
I think someone slid into somebody's DMs.
No. That's how it always happens.
An after party.
It's not like they were on Hinge. You think an after party?
Yeah.
And she's saying it was like this meet cute, like total thing from a movie and like, but then doesn't want to give any details about it. If it was such a cute little story, like...
Maybe they met
give
through...
Give us a little piece of it.
Maybe they met through a mutual friend or something.
But that's not a meet cute, you know?
No,
like, that's
they
not
were
a,
at an after party. He turned around and accidentally spilled a little bit of his drink on her. And he was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
I could see them just running into each other. Does he play for Houston?
Dallas? He plays for Dallas.
Whatever, same thing.
Yeah.
She's from Texas, so maybe they're... Maybe it's like a tight-knit thing.
I know, but like what she's describing, saying it's a meet cute.
Does Houston
like,
even have a team?
Yes, the Rockets.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Dallas Mavericks. He plays for the Mavericks.
Whatever.
But like
a
meet cute, as she's describing it, is like something, you know, out of a movie where it's like this coincidental chance and then this thing happens and like, you know, and then they cross paths and you know what I mean? It's like some stars aligning. You know, it's something like that. There's a story there. She's alluding to it, but like then you're not going to tell us any of it. He slid into your DMs. Come on. He liked a couple posts.
And when she's not saying when, do you think it's because one of them was in another situationship and there's some overlapping?
Oh, I don't know about
that. Because why wouldn't you say when?
Right.
Also, that's a weird detail to admit also.
Right.
Like, oh,
okay,
yeah.
Weird.
So, Selena, are you changing your prediction now? Because I have in the prediction journal, you said that they will not be together after 2025.
No, I'm sticking to that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm sticking to that.
Wow.
Graham, are you changing
anything
on your end?
It's already July. They're going all the way through 2025.
Yeah,
no problem.
Mm-hmm.
This year's we're going to blink and we're going to be into 2026.
No, I think she'll have someone new.
What?
Really?
Yeah, that's my prediction.
All right.
Now I'm sticking
but he just
to
went
that.
To the, he just went to her parent. Are they both deceased? Deceased parents?
Yeah.
Like gala charity fundraiser? You don't just bring some fling to something like that. That's serious boyfriend stuff.
That's a good point.
I don't know. Saying. I feel like Megan, I feel like she just jumps the gun a lot. I feel, because there's been a, I feel like every guy she dates.
Yeah,
too soon. Jumped the gun. She got shot in the foot because she couldn't jump high enough.
Oh my God. Sorry. Oh, I did not.
Take that out of the podcast.
Oh my God. I'm so
I'll
sorry.
Send
I did
it to
not.
Megan's reps.
No. Pun intended.
No. No pun intended. No pun
jumped
intended.
The gun. Wow. That was a good one. I like that.
No, that
was
an good. Accident.
That was a good one.
All right. Let's talk about this viral Coldplay affair.
Yes, please.
If you haven't seen this video, Coldplay, they're performing in Boston last night and they have a kiss cam. I didn't know people still did that, but whatever. So they got a kiss cam and one of the couples that they put up on the Jumbotron on the big screen, as soon as they see that they're up there on the big screen and they're like they're like cuddling, like the guy's behind the girl and they're like swooning and they're swaying back and forth. As soon as they see their faces up there, the guy immediately runs and hides, and the girl, she turns around to hide her face.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Well, they've been identified, and it turns out they are having an affair. The guy.
This video is so good. Can we post this?
Yes,
Jess, can you
Jess,
put this on
get
our,
it up.
Put it on JV Morning Show on our Instagram story, because the video is so good.
The guy has been identified as Andy Byron. He's the CEO of a tech company called Astronomer. And then the woman that he is there at the concert with is
not
someone
wife.
Else who works at Astronomer. So basically, this man is her boss. She is Astronomer's chief police officer, Kristen Cabot.
Chief police officer?
Sorry, chief people officer.
Okay.
I was like, sorry about that.
I was like, he's running a law enforcement
tech
company?
About that. So apparently they work together. Everybody, all the staff, they know. They're both married to separate people, have families, and people have been like finding their spouses on social media and like sending this to them.
Wow. Okay.
Isn't this
what are the
crazy?
Odds that you get busted having an affair all because of a kiss cam at a Coldplay concert?
Know.
And you thinking you're just sharing some romantic moment. He's got his arms around her from behind. He's like, there's a sky full of stars or whatever. And they're singing along. And then, is that a Coldplay song?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it is.
And then
the kiss cam comes to you, and the way that they, like, I mean, you've never seen two people try to jump out of
so
camera
fast.
Frame so quick. They disappear immediately.
Yeah. And before he worked for this company in Boston, he actually worked here in the Bay Area for a company called Lacework in Mountain View. So some Bay Area ties to the story, but man, the video.
Wow. Yeah. Got to get that video.
Yeah. Going up.
You can go check that out, JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. All right, Graham, whatever you have, let's do it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jessica. Your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash on standby. Can we go back to talking about Megan Thee Stallion and Shea Thompson, please? I said she jumped the gun. No pun intended. I meant she jumped the gun a lot in relationships by posting who she's dating.
Sometimes
it's not even her posting. Sometimes somebody else posts something. Sometimes it's a video that gets accidentally posted and then deleted. Is it really an accident? I don't know. Or she goes out to public events, you know, with whoever she's dating. I just know that there's been a lot of, and this is over the course of years, but there's been a lot of relationships that I remember Megan being in. So, and that's why I feel like her relationships don't last very long. So, you know, now she's with Klay Thompson.
Okay.
But let's just run through some
and
of
Jess and
the
I both
names.
Said that we think this one's going not like the distance,
past
but at least going through the end of this year.
Yep.
And you have said no.
I said before the end of the year.
And
done.
I'm shocked because they look so cute together.
And if I'm wrong, which I hope I am, because I know Klay is you know, he's a good guy, and I also love Megan Thee Stallion, so I am shipping them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'll take the L if I'm wrong, but I don't see it lasting past the end of the year. But, you know, before Klay, there was obviously Tory Lanez.
Oh.
Yeah.
She dated Partisan Fontaine for quite some time.
Right.
She dated Moneybag Yo. She's been linked to Trey Songz. They,
I'm just
like,
going to pretend like I know
celebrated.
Who any of these people are.
She was linked to Trey Songz and was seen at his concerts and even like a birthday dinner of his one time. G-Eazy. Do you guys remember that G-Eazy video?
That does sound familiar.
He posted a story where he was like, it looked like they were like laid up in bed and he was like kissing her cheek or something like that.
Ooh.
There was that. NBA player Torrey Craig, I believe he plays for the Bulls. He used to, at least I don't know who that is. I'm sorry. And then even a soccer player, Romelu Lukaku or something like that.
What now?
doesn't play for here. He's international Bay.
International soccer star.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is a...
So I just feel like her relationships don't tend to last very long. Maybe this is the one that will.
Yeah. But these are within a span of a couple of years. Possibly, right? Like around...
Maybe even more. I mean, Moneybag Yo, that goes back to way like 2019, okay. You know, so...
Okay.
This is over some years, and maybe there's more we don't know about.
I'm sure there are, but again, that's just, you know, somebody's dating history, and there's a few different guys in there. Big deal. It doesn't mean our boy Klay isn't going the distance here.
I am rooting for them. I'm rooting for them. I'm just being realistic. You know, I'm kind of siding with what a lot of people are saying online, that it's probably not going to last.
Wow. So there's already chatter.
Yeah. Wow. No, there is. That's where. That's how I found this list of all her exes.
Oh, okay. So yes. People are coming with their
seats. There is already chatter. Yeah.
Got it. Interesting.
All right. But you guys are sticking to they make it to 2026.
Yep.
And yeah, I think so.
Well off into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Through Valentine's Day. You can't break up before Valentine's Day.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Right. And
honestly, I give it till next August.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So right. Over a year they're going to be together.
Write that down in the prediction journal yeah, I'm right not going there. That bold.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Oh, where's Jess? Is it?
What?
The time to go to the bathroom. Oh,
it is.
It's her bathroom time. Did she send you a text?
Yeah, she did. Oh, this is not good, Selena. This sounds bad. She says,
what is it?
She says her stomach feels like a sumo wrestler just did a belly flop on a Ziploc bag full of rotten beanie weenies.
Oh, my God. Oh, oh no.
Thoughts and prayers, Bay Area.
Stinky.
Thoughts and prayers. Hopefully
Jess.
She can pull through and be with us tomorrow on the show.
So. I hope she makes it to work tomorrow. All right. All this talk about TV and Love Island.
Hi, it's Melissa from San Jose. I'm surprised no one's talking about the show on Hulu called MILF Manor. That show is so cringe. Season 1 and 2, it didn't make it past 3, but it's cringe. Check it out. just check it out. Oh,
MILF Manor.
Selena, have you been watching?
I've never even heard of this show.
I'm through all the seasons. It's so good.
Stop it.
I'm kidding.
MILF Manor.
I've never heard of it. MILF
you know
Manor.
What I'm watching right now?
What?
And no judgment, please.
Judgment prepared.
I started watching Building the Band.
What?
On Netflix. I was like interested because this is Liam Payne's like final like TV appearance or whatever. So I was like, let me just check out this show. Oh, Jess is back from the bathroom. What was it? Did you watch it?
I was not in the bathroom.
It sounded bad. It sounded bad. Here she is. She's back.
Wash your hands, Jess.
Wash your hands.
No, you guys.
Jess, wash your hands.
Use a little bit of water or something.
Fine.
If you guys can see the way Jess put on her headphones, the wire is. Let me. Well, don't move, Jess.
I'm you have just, to take,
let
a me picture.
Take a picture. Don't move. Don't.
It looks like Captain Jack Sparrow with like the headphone cord dangling from her.
We're going to post this on JV Morning Show in a second, so make sure you follow our Instagram. First, I was just telling Graham that I've been watching Building the Band on Netflix.
Oh!
Because it was Liam Payne's final TV appearance. So I was like, let me just check out the show. I haven't gotten to
is
an
it
episode.
Just like making the band, but they're like, well, we can't call it that.
Let's
call
it
Building the Band.
The concept is actually a little different. I think it's pretty cool because they're choosing their own bands, but of course this is Netflix like running out of ideas.
Yeah.
It's like Love is Blind but band version.
What?
Every contestant is like in their own little pod, and as every contestant really? Goes up to like quote unquote audition and sing their song, the contestants can't see what that person looks like, and they're just hitting a button whether they like them.
Isn't that the
or
voice?
Not.
Yeah, so we're combining
but
the voice
and Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Because you can't see them.
And making the band.
And then it's
all
up to
one.
Every contestant in their pod to like talk to the ones they like, and they're building their band themselves.
Do you like the show?
So far, I actually do. But I haven't gotten to the episode that Liam Payne is in yet.
It's crazy, these show ideas that you can package up and pitch to the execs at Netflix. I'm like, yep, we'll give you millions.
We'll do
go,
it.
Go make it.
And then AJ from the Backstreet Boys is the host. And, you know, I'm checking out the Backstreet Boys on Saturday. So, yeah. You know, then there's
it's the Sphere in Vegas.
Thank you for rubbing it in every 5 minutes.
All right, I'm about to post the picture of Jess's voice. She's wearing her headphones. Go to JV Morning Show on Instagram. Please
That's
follow
how you
us.
Know she was racing back from the bathroom. See her headphones all disheveled.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.